guys here to interview me?
It's what we do. We're a reality film crew.
Should I know some of the questions before we start? Just so
You know, they're easy.
Okay.
Can you stand on that box right there, please?
Oh, yeah.
Just stand up on that thing. It's better.
Right there?
Thank you.
Whoa,
thank
what's the... What is that? What is that?
It's a sound thing. It's a microphone.
What's up, man? I'm Cody.
And you're what? 14, 15 years old?
17 years of age.
And any other skills besides surfing?
Like what? Like singing and dancing?
Yeah, yeah.
No, not me, man. I just surf.
Well, it's fantastic to be joined here now by Jeff Bridges, who's star of the new film Surf's Up, which many of you will probably think it's just another Penguin movie, but I can assure you I saw it the other day and it is without doubt the best Penguin movie going. You play a character called Bigsy. Tell us a little bit of a sort of about the plot.
Yeah, well, I play a champion surfing penguin named Bigsy, who I'm not going to give you too much of the plot away here, but who's a bit of a recluse now, and it takes this young up-and-coming surfer by the name of Cody, played by Shia LaBeouf, to kind of bring me out of my shell, and I help teach him and so forth.
It's a recurrence of a theme for you, really, an old surfer dude. Is this something that you've actively seeked out in your career?
Well, that's how they got me on this one. They showed me that the animation of the waves... And being a surfer myself, that really appealed to me. They're so well done. The waves. They hired Kelly Slater, you know, the world famous surfer, to be their technical advisor to make sure the waves are looking just right. So for guys out there who are into surfing, it'll be very appealing. And for anybody who wants to know what it feels like, the animation puts you in a place where you can't put cameras, and it really gives you a feeling of what it's like to surf.
Okay, so what's next? The board's done. What are we doing?
Board's done. Oh, well, let's do some training. What do you say?
Finally!
Hey, can we get a shot of you with your surfboard?
Get a long shot, boys, all right? Hey, Z! Come on! Hey!
Where are you going?
Oh, I thought you said we were going to train.
Not in the water. Jeez, what are you thinking?
The quality on that animation... It is something else. I mean, obviously, you did Tron all those years and years ago. If I not say years and years ago, it'll make you feel really old. Thanks.
That's true. That's accurate, man.
But are you sort of amazed at how, over those years, the standards just changed so incredibly?
Yeah, well, water, that's one of the toughest things to animate. And these guys have done just a superb job. I mean, it's a funny kind of thing. When you're watching the film, you can say, it looks... very real, but it's not a photograph, and you're trying to figure out what it is, and they just do a great job.
There were parts in the film that I was wondering if it was live action. It's that real. Is it weird to see yourself back in a film like that as a slightly overweight penguin?
A bit weird. Yeah, there's a home movie aspect to most movies for me that I'm involved in, where you see a movie that you've done on TV or even up in the theater, and you'll remember, what you had. That was the day that you had lunch with so and so. They came over. It'll bring back all those memories. So when I watch Surf's Up, I think of all the good times we had making it. It took us. Well, my part was, I worked on it for about 2 years.
Are you actually in the same room with the other actors as well?
Yeah, in with Shia LaBeouf, who's in Transformers now. He plays the main character, Cody, and we're in the same room, encouraged to do a lot of improvisation. We'd have the script that they would have there for us, and then the directors would say, okay, now just mess around, And so Shia and I would, just play. It's like going over to, somebody's house when you're a kid and playing pretend, and you'd... play it, and probably 9 times out of 10, those are the scenes that are in the movie, so they kind of has a freshness.
We're here at the surfing capital of the world, Penghu Island, for a preview of the 10th annual Big Z Memorial Surf Off. Professional surfers extraordinaire Kelly and Rob, tell us, what kind of challenges our surfers are going to face?
Well, first things first, Sal, the wave is the perfect combination of beauty and danger. Even the pros are terrified of this place.
Dig this out. Section behind me, it's called the Boneyards. Very few surfers have ventured in there and come out alive.
Are you trying to tell me people have died here?
That's right, Sal.
A moment of silence for them. And we keep it moving, because if the Boneyards was not enough, our surfers will be facing off with Tank the Shredder Evans. Tank, 9-time defending champ.
You definitely get the feeling that, I mean, both you guys sort of know a lot of the terms and a lot about surfing, that, you know, without wanting to make it sound like it's a technical surfing film, the fact that they did use Kelly Slater as an advisor, it shows.
Yeah, yeah, they put a lot of energy into making sure that the surfing aspect of things, you know, feels right. I mean, any surfers that go see it will have a good time.
That is fun.
Oh, you're having fun, huh?
I am, yes, now I am.
Oh, well then, Cody, you passed.
What?
You did it! You're ready! Let's surf! Come on!
You don't play with me, see? We're surfing! Yeah.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about with part of this film is at the end on the credits, it's got you singing.
Yes! It's me playing the ukulele, and that song is written by perhaps my oldest friend. We go back to the fourth grade together, by the guy by the name of John Goodwin. Not Goodman, not the guy in Big Lebowski, but Goodwin. And he was over at my house, and he said, what are you working on? I said, this surfing penguin movie, you know. He said, oh, I'll write a song for it. And he dashed off this song, and I played it for the directors, and they said, oh, that's
it's
in
brilliant
the movie.
Brilliant, the end credits song.
Oh,
I love
good.
It.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
It's very good. And how do you actually pronounce ukulele? Because it's different, isn't it?
Well, I read some of my friends who claim to know say it's ukulele.
Ukulele.
Ukulele. I always said ukulele. You know, ukulele.
This is what it's all about. What could be better than that?
Well, listen, you're over in London promoting the film at the moment. It's not your first time to London, obviously. Do you enjoy coming over here?
I do. I'm kind of sad I got to go. I'm going home tomorrow. I've only been here about 3 weeks, but I have had a wonderful time. Missed some of the really bad weather that you guys had. And had some wonderful walks in the park, you know, St. James Park and Hyde Park. That's kind of how I spent most of my time, was hiking around those beautiful parks.
And you're going to go back to Beckham Mania in L.A. Are you caught up in that, or is it just another guy that's slightly past it coming over to ruin our sports?
Is he slightly past it? You don't think? How do you get?
I don't personally. I think he's going to do wonders for American soccer,
yeah.
Because I think he's still got it. I mean, he could have played at Real Madrid for another couple of years, but a few people are saying, oh, no, he's just coming over here for the cash.
Yeah, probably a lot of both, I would imagine. You know, but. Yeah, I didn't play soccer when I was a kid. My girls did. All my girls played soccer. Now, I was being interviewed by a lovely woman here moments ago, and she was saying, oh, they don't let the girls play soccer here, football here.
Quite right, too. No, I didn't say that. No!
Oh, ooh,
oh
no,
dear.
You're in trouble.
I am in trouble now. Listen, I can't let you go before quickly mentioning your website, jeffbridges.com. It is the most amazing website I've ever come across.
Ah.
It just seems like it's an extension of your brain.
Oh, great. Thank you. That's a lot of fun for me to do. I started it about 2 years ago to promote a CD I put out. And then it kind of just looked, it seemed like it was another canvas for, you know, my creativity. And it's wonderful to get responses back from all over the world. And as the bandwidth gets, you know, grows on the internet, well, everybody will have their own private radio TV station. You know, that's what I'm kind of looking forward to. So this is, you know, hopefully just the beginnings of something like that.
Just the start of it. Well, I hope you continue your doodles. I mean, they are the best drawings that I've seen for ages. Apart from, of course, the animation in Surf's Up. But I hope you do keep it up. And maybe on the long plane journey back, you'll do a few more and post them up on the site. Because I look forward to seeing them.
I hope so.
Jeff, absolute pleasure to meet you. Cheers.
Right. Nice talking with you.
I've been surfing ever since I can remember. It's hard to imagine any part of my life when I wasn't surfing. I want to get out of here, you know, and this is my ticket out. I'm really good, man. I'm the best on the island. I know it sounds cocky saying that, but I mean, I am, like, the best.
Cut it out, Glenn. Stop, man.
You know, we're here to make a movie about Cody.
Why does he have to be there?
It's going
to
be great.